The ash and pumice and volcanic rock that destroyed Pompeii have also protected it. In the days after the eruption, the survivors returned to see what they could salvage. And for centuries, the site was known as a good place to find Roman pots and gold coins. But by and large, Pompeii lay undisturbed until the 18th century, when the King of Naples ordered scholars to find ancient treasures to house in his new museum. In fact, Pompeii and the nearby site of Herculaneum can be called the birthplaces of modern archaeology. Many of the techniques begun there, including careful mapping and stratigraphic excavation, have become basic tools of archaeological investigation. What researchers have found is a city frozen in a moment in time, one that is both tragic and fascinating. Unlike nearly every other Roman site, including Rome itself, little has changed since AD 79. Cleared of ash and rock, the streets and temples and houses are as they were 2,000 years ago. Today, two-thirds of the city has been excavated, with major investigations still ongoing. Hundreds of thousands of tourists visit Pompeii every year. The city's walls are once again covered with vines, and water splashes in the atrium pools. Long buried, Pompeii has come back to life.